Like, that is my job. That's my ideal job.
I reckon it was a lady.
So, what are you doing again? I'm just dipping my tea bag on his face.
What?
Yeah, so we're going to call it teabagging.
Right, so let me get this straight. You're saying your ideal job is teabagging people.
No, no, coming up with the words that describe what you're doing.
Oh, right, not actually going on.
No, like, I would look at a sexual position. Oh, look. He's wrapped around, so we're going to call this...
The twist.
Yeah, or...
The wraparound.
I mean, there's really obvious one, like...
Muff lollying. Just go, like, whatever they're doing, I'll come up with the word so that it's enough, so that, like, I
you
like
need
that...
to watch some porn.
Sex barrows, yeah, like, yeah, but you know what, I think porn people are always going to do what it is that porn people do, you know? Rainbows! I'm going to call that the reverse rainbow. What? Cave rainbows.
Hey, the rainbow could be like a woman doing the crab. Because
right.
You couldn't call it crabs, obviously.
Right, no.
So, woman doing the crab.
Or...
That would
woman.
Be really uncomfortable, though.
Or crabs on the crab. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Coming up with the names of the sexual positions is fun.
Ice in the cake.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's tame.
It's true. That is tame for her.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I hear Sophie going, she's the right dirty character.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, I love that, no offence.
Dirty bit.
I'm going to cover my bases here by saying, no offence, but you are a right dirty girl.
I'm sure
I didn't know what felching was before I met Sophie. I'm like, felching?
What's the one with the hamsters as well?
That's felching.
No, felching.
No, don't explain what felching is.
I'm gonna!
People have to look this up. No, this is something.
I'm gonna pause this.
This
don't
is something.
Google felching.
Don't.
Felching is where you come for a woman's ass and then you suck it out with a straw. That's felching.
Someone comes up with the name felching, that's my job.
Why?
That's my job.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Just go to
the why?
Just
get a
milkshake.
Oh,
that's it. Probably going to taste a lot better.
I'll have a chocolate voucher milkshake, please.
Starbucks,
and it would have, like, you know, their crazy names for, like, small is tall.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd have to
grande,
come up with, like, grande, aventi, tall, mocha, latte, felching. What? The felching would be the super small version, though. It'd be like the shallow cup.
It's like a shock.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? What would be so funny is if, like, the person you're asking actually knew what felching was.
It's a flat white in a small cup with a straw. Just saying.
I'm going to...
Dear CEO of Starbucks, have you ever considered calling a flat white in a small cup with a straw a felch? Tall felch, please. They'd make tons. Just from the people would be so like, no, they didn't. Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah, because people would be like, felching.
What the hell is that? Yeah, it's like, oh my god, they didn't.
And then it spread all through the internet and everyone was like, I'm going to go Belgian. Come back with a little coffee.
It is random enough. It is random enough to... Like, I never knew what I was. But I want to be the guy that comes up with the word that describes what that is. Like, why is it called felching? Why isn't it called
a
mocha latte with a straw or something? What, Fletcher? His name was Fletcher.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not getting named after that sexual position. Just
no,
I think we've got a name for this.
Fletcher.
I'm going to call it.